All that belongs to Christ belongs to us in Christ. He shares with us all that He is and all that He has. And that's the blessing of being saved. Here is a Bible truth almost too good to be true. God declares that guilty sinners are acceptable to Him when they are trusting Jesus Christ. Now, God is not ignoring sin guilt when He makes that pronouncement, nor when He receives those who come to Him. He is acting in grace on the basis of the great deed He has accomplished in the person of His only begotten Son, whom we call Jesus. In Christ is a key to an understanding of the Christian Scriptures. All our spiritual blessings, from salvation to glory in eternity, are secured to us in Jesus Christ. By grace, God has made us acceptable in the beloved Son, whom He sent to be our Savior. The benefits of justification are secured to the penitent believer in Christ. And there are four great elements of that teaching which are set forth in New Testament literature. Let us review them one by one. First, the believer is justified because he is in Christ. Now, to be in Christ means to be saved, and to be saved means one is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Look what a change is made when one is in Christ. That change means that one becomes a new creature. That's the basis of God's act in declaring him to be accepted as if he had not sinned. What does it mean that a person who trusts Jesus Christ becomes a new creature? It does not mean that there is a physical change in the person. He remains the same age, sex, weight, height, language, and so forth. The change is spiritual. It's like being born into a new life, being resurrected from death into life, and thus being changed into a new kind of spiritual relationship with God. We were born under the consequences of the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. We were members of the kingdom of Satan, who is the god of this present age. We were sinners both by birth and by choice, by inheritance and by practice. We were dominated and governed by a nature which was weak to resist sin and which desired the way of sin. We were separated from God in the present and subject to eternal banishment from Him in the future. We were without God and without hope in the world. But something wonderful happened when Jesus Christ became our Savior. Old things, that is, all old relationships, passed away forever. And all things, all future relationships, became new and different. Now, what happened? Well, Jesus Christ became our Master, no longer Satan. We received a new nature, which is nothing less than the very nature of God Himself. We were made citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We were given eternal life. We became children of God. Heaven became our home, and eternity with God our glorious prospect. All those blessings and many more were secured to us because we were justified in Christ. Secondly, the believer is justified because he is made righteous. Now, that sounds almost too good to be true, but it is a Bible doctrine. Christ is made to us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. There is a text that reads, "He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." To be in Christ means to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The clear teaching is that the one who is in Christ is actually made righteous by receiving the righteousness of God. Therefore, there is no fault or guilt to be found in him, for there is no way to condemn the righteousness of God. So, he is justified. Theologians have argued through the years whether justification means that a person was just declared righteous or whether he was actually made righteous. The answer is of great importance. In redemption and regeneration, the believer in Jesus Christ was made righteous by receiving the imputed righteousness of God. In justification, God declares that He accepts without reservation the person who has been made righteous in salvation, because such a person is righteous. You who are trusting Jesus Christ are accepted before God with the same freedom that God accepts His only begotten Son. And that is why the Bible says God has made you accepted in the Beloved. Third, the believer is justified because he has been perfected in Christ. Hebrews 10:14 reads, "By one offering He, that is God, has perfected forever them that are sanctified." The term perfected does not refer to moral purity so much as to full development. God looks upon us in Christ. He does not see us as little spiritual babes who stumble and fall and try again. He sees us as full and mature. Now, that does not mean God deceives Himself or that He plays games with His children. Not at all. The salvation provided in Jesus Christ reaches from eternity to eternity. It is God's act of foreknowing, predestinating, calling, justifying, and eventually glorifying. God looks upon us not only in view of what we are now, but in view of what we will become. He looks upon us in view of the perfection which belongs to Jesus Christ, which perfection we will eventually experience. Fourth, the believer is justified because he has received the fullness of Christ. Kenneth Taylor expressed the idea most perfectly in his paraphrase of Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10. "For in Christ there is all of God in a human body. So you have everything when you have Christ, and you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power." You see, it pleased the Father that in Jesus Christ all fullness should dwell. And of His fullness we have received grace for grace. That's not an inheritance of a few Christians, but of all Christians. To be saved means we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. He becomes our very life. We're so intimately united with Him that our physical bodies become the members of Christ. All that belongs to Christ belongs to us in Christ. He shares with us all that He is and all that He has, and that is what it means to be saved. That's why the person who is in Christ is justified by God. The Christian is placed in Christ, made a new creation, robed with the righteousness which belongs to Christ alone, and is made complete in the Son, sharing all the perfections which belong to Christ. Upon that basis, God makes the divine pronouncement that the one who is in Christ is fully acceptable to Him. And that pronouncement is justification. Take special notice, however, that justification before God is related to being in Christ. There is no justification or acceptance before God apart from Jesus Christ. And that is why the Christian gospel urges so strongly there is salvation and no other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, Father, we thank You and praise You that You have declared us to be justified, acceptable in Your presence. We thank You for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all that we need to make us acceptable before You has been provided to us. Help us to love Him and to serve Him because of all these spiritual blessings that have come to us through Him. For Jesus' sake, amen.